You're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1, and I'd like to welcome back Bruce Argyle.
Thank you, Cora. Wonderful to be back after, well, I think it's been nearly 3 months. I'm feeling very rusty, but very excited about being back here on our regular Thursday morning Community Conversations program, which has been, well, we've been sharing this with you for 5 years now, which is absolutely amazing. I've been, like most of you, social distancing and self-isolating or something, working from Healesville for the last 3 months, but obviously have not been on air and have been along, I'm sure, a very similar journey to many of you others who are listening this morning. And I know we do have a number of loyal listeners, and I know I've run into people in the street and they've said, when are you back on air? Well, this morning is it. So we're very excited about that. And to our long-term listeners, to Kath and Bob, I know you're not so well this week, Kath. To our first-time listener, Athol, this morning, I know you're listening to this program, and I know we have a number of very special guests from EDVOS and from other organisations, volunteers, people around the community that are listening especially this morning. So welcome, wonderful to have your company, and we know that it's going to be a very special program this morning, because my very special guest here, well, not in the studio, I can't say, but on Zoom, looking at me and nodding, is Brianna Myers. Hi, Brianna. Lovely to meet you, at least virtually.
Lovely to meet you, and very exciting to be on the program today.
Fantastic. And Brianna is the Program Manager for Primary Prevention and Education for EDVOS. And EDVOS has been going for, well, since 1994, so over 20, must have had a 25th birthday, I think, last year or something, Brianna. And we'll talk a little bit more about EDVOS, but before we do that, let's find out a little bit about you. I know you live, you're a local, and that you've lived here for quite a while. What's where did you start your life? We're right back there. You're very young, so it's not so far back there.
I think it must be the Zoom. It makes me look younger. But no, I actually grew up in North Ringwood. However, bought my first home here in the Yarra Ranges, and I love the Yarra Ranges, so I'm out in Chirnside. But, and it's such a beautiful spot. I feel very, very honoured and blessed to be in a beautiful environment. I've got paddocks out the back of our house.
Fantastic.
And it's just absolutely stunning. Very chilly and cold, but such a beautiful scenery.
We've had some very frosty and very wet mornings lately. And of course, last week, just this last week, we've celebrated the shortest day of the year. So I guess that means that if we're ever allowed out of isolation, we'll be getting some longer days and being able to do some things with some warmer weather. We're all looking forward to that. But Brianna, what before we talk about EDVOS, what if I was to ask you, what's kept you busy during this period of huge challenge? Have you got any hobbies or anything like that that you've occupied yourself with?
Yeah, it's been a very interesting experience, hasn't it? And I think I originally had big plans to do a variety of different activities during COVID-19, but somehow I was still quite busy with work. So I was very fortunate to still be working and obviously remotely. However, EDVOS is still, we do have staff still in the office. But I actually kept myself busy with Lego. So my husband and I, we bought some different types of Lego. So one of them was the Friends Central Perk Lego, and it took us, I think almost 3 weeks to complete it. It was great fun.
Wow, I think there's a lot of Lego and jigsaw puzzles and things getting done. And for the rest of us, I think some of our houses have been painted and redecorated and all those sorts of things as well. So it has been a very different time, hasn't it? It
definitely has.
Yeah, and I'm sure that EDVOS has also been very busy, but we'll talk about that a bit more in a moment. So let's, given that you are very young, professional, Brianna, what did you do before you came to EDVOS? What sort of training have you done, or what led you to end up at EDVOS?
Yeah, definitely. So I studied public health and health promotion at Deakin University, and I originally started in community health. So I worked at an organisation that was still located in the Eastern Metropolitan Region in Manningham. And I really enjoyed working there. And that's where I first started my career in the prevention of violence against women and family violence. And then, yeah, I've been working now, left there and started at EdBoss about 3.5 years ago. And I've just always had an interest and passion around supporting community and also creating safe and respectful places for all community members. So it's always been a strong passion of mine.
Fantastic, fantastic. We're going to hear all about EdBoss in a moment, listeners, and Brianna selected a song for us to kick us off this morning. Is that a special song or just one that you like, Brianna?
Well, Kate Miller-Heike, she's obviously Australian songwriter, and it's just a song all about, you know, remembering the importance of treating each other kindly.
There we go.
When I was in high school, we'd ride side by side in the morning on our bicycles. Never even spoken or faced each other, but on the last hill we'd race each other. When we reached the wrecks, we'd each go our own way. I wasn't in his classes, I didn't know his name. When we finally got to speak, he just stared at his feet and mumbled a sentence that ended with James. I was young and caught in the crowd. I didn't know then what I know now. I was dumb and I was proud, and I'm sorry. If I could go back, do it again, I'd be someone you could call friend. Please, please believe that I'm sorry. Well, he was quite a big guy, kind of shy and quiet. When the kids called him weird, he didn't try to deny it. Every lunchtime he'd spend walking by himself around the boundary of the grounds till he heard the bell. Well, one day I found him, joined him on his walk. We were silent for a while until we started to talk. I told him my family were fighting in court. He said his stepdad and him always fought. We talked about music, he was in a punk. He told me all the bands that I liked were junk. I said I'd never heard the songs the Sex Pistols sang. I laughed back at him and then the bell. As we came out of the rooms, three guys I knew pushed him into the cement, threw away his bag and said he had no friends. He yelled that he did and he looked around. He tried getting up but they pushed him on down. That's when he saw me, called out my name, and I turned my back and just walked away. Yeah, I turned my back and just walked away. I was young and caught in the crowd. I didn't know then what I know now. I was dumb and I was proud and I'm sorry. If I could go back, do it again, I'd be someone you could call friend. Please, please believe that I'm sorry.
And you're with Bruce Argyle here on Community Conversations on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. My very special guest on Zoom with me this morning is Brianna Myers. And anybody who starts their name with a BR, I reckon is okay. So the same first two letters as a Bruce, of course, Brianna. So you've done the big tick there. But you were mentioning just before we went to your song, which I really enjoyed, by the way, that you have, you know, that you've always been passionate about community and about, you know, issues like domestic violence. What was the driver way back there? What was the thing that pressed the button, or was there a particular, without being too personal, was there a particular thing that happened?
Yeah, it's really interesting question, and it's not one that I get asked regularly, but I guess reflecting on that, I was fortunate to grow up in a family, a loving household, and I have a sister and a mum and a dad. And I guess my mum, she was a school teacher, and she we often spend our time amongst the school community. And I guess growing up, recognising that there were families that weren't as fortunate as what we were, and also recognising that there were families who experienced devastating things in their lives, it always sort of encouraged me and wanted to then go into a work that enabled me to be able to look at ways in which we can create more equal and more supportive spaces. It's always just been something that's been passionate of mine, and it's something that definitely I think sparked interest early on. And then with my mum being a school teacher and taking on that caring role and responsibility, wanting to do something similar, but I'm not so great at with teaching, so that's why I thought I'll take a different path.
Some of us used to be. I'm a former teacher as well, Brianna. So, but don't. Yes. Anyway, we'll race on. Let's find out a little bit about EDVOS. There'll be people listening this morning who have heard of EDVOS, or maybe even used the amazing services or programs of EDVOS. But there'll be others that will be thinking, now, what does ED? Yeah, what does that stand for? So tell us about EDVOS. I've already mentioned that you were formed in 1994. There was a couple of organisations that merged together, Inner East, Outer East, to provide services. I know. And this is, I should say, listeners, all on the amazing EDVOS website, which is just simply edvos.org.au, that you work across 6 or 7 local government areas. But anyway, yep, tell us a bit more.
Yeah, fantastic. So EDVOS stands for Eastern Domestic Violence Service, and we are the Specialist Family Violence Service for the Eastern Metropolitan Region. So we work with the Yarra Ranges community all the way up to Boroondara.
Which is over a million people, Brianna. Over a million.
It is.
Yes.
Yeah, it's significant population. So the support we provide is for women and children and their pets and animals experiencing family violence. And the support varies, but we do a lot of work around safety planning, risk management, case management. And then we also have programs for recovery, as well as community education and awareness raising. So we definitely provide a variety of supports, and we also do a number of projects to really identify what is the need of family services and supports in the community, and that's something that we've been really focusing on here in the Yarra Ranges in particular.
Fantastic. And I know that Sandy DeWolf is the chair of your board. She's an amazing woman herself, and Christine, your CEO. You have a really amazing team of people, don't you?
We definitely do. So we actually, as many of you might know, there was a Royal Commission into Family Violence in 2015. And since then, there's been an increase in funding and support for family violence, which has been fantastic. So previous to 2015, our organisation was quite small. We had kind of about 25 to 30 staff, and now we're over 100, which is just, fantastic. Sad that we need to have that many people in an organisation like ours, but fantastic that we've been able to grow our organisation and provide a variety of supports, because it wasn't until 2016 that programs like my programs that I work on actually was brought to EDVOS. So, yeah, the Royal Commission definitely was a big game changer for the family violence sector.
And I know privacy and confidentiality is very important to you, but in saying that, you do provide services right here in the Yarra Ranges, don't you?
We definitely do. So we worked on a project a number of years ago, and I think we'll explore that as we go on today. But we really identified that there was a real need for specialist family violence services in the Yarra Ranges, in particular the Upper Yarra. So we do have services and supports available there.
And what you've flagged there, I know, because you mentioned to me earlier that You've done some amazing research 2 years ago into family violence and consulted over 150 people, and there was a whole lot of findings and interesting things that came out of that in terms of needs and priorities. And we're going to come back and look at that right after this song. How's that sound?
Beautiful.
We go hide away in daylight. We go undercover, wait up the sun. Got a secret side in plain sight. Where the streets are empty, that's where we run. Everyday people do everyday things, but I can't be one of them. I know you hear me now. We are a different kind. We can do anything. We could be heroes. We could be heroes. Me and you. We could be
Brianna is my very special guest. Just before the last song, Brianna, we flagged that you guys, Edvos, have done some amazing research a couple of years ago. I want to know what that research says because you haven't told me yet. So tell me, what did people say when you were talking to them about this area?
Yeah, so this project came about as a result of originally some data that we were seeing, in particular in the Upper Yarra. We were seeing a high rates of family violence incidents, and we were seeing through police responses, but we weren't seeing too many of these incidences then being referred or utilising services like ours at Edvos. So we pulled together a number of organisations that do work up in the Yarra Ranges, and this is Yarra Ranges Council, Eastern Health, Inspiro, Department of Education and Training, and ourselves, Edvos. And we decided that we were going to work in a place, it's what called is a place-based project, and really looking at what are the needs of women and children who are experiencing family violence. In the Upper Yarra, but also trying to look at ways that we can actually prevent violence from occurring in the first place.
Yes.
So we set out and delivered some community consultations, interviews, and these were with victim survivors, community members, and then also service providers. And I think one of the most incredible things that we found out from the community was the absolute resilience of the community. Everyone was so warm and welcoming. And there were some great community connections and community leaders who would often take a role that weren't necessarily actual service providers, but they just took on this role to really connect women who've been experiencing family violence with services.
Yeah, big shout out to you, Kath Ganaway. There you go. I know you're not well this week, so great to have your involvement there too. Go on, Brianna, sorry.
No, that's completely fine. It is great. And then what we were also identifying is the lack of services. So we were hearing that there weren't enough services that were available, and these were, crisis services, case management services, but also recovery services as well. So we definitely decided that we needed to work in that space. There's obviously a great amount of services further down the line, as they say, in areas like Lilydale. But we know that public transport is a significant issue in the Yarra Ranges, in particular the Upper Yarra. It's quite difficult to get down there, and even more difficult if you're experiencing things like family violence.
Yes. I've got about 20 questions I'd love to ask you, Brianna. But was there any particular observations in terms of age groupings, ethnic background, Indigenous, non-Indigenous? Anything in particular came out in terms of the survey, the research, I should say?
Yeah, no. We definitely know that violence doesn't discriminate. So unfortunately, everyone has the ability to experience violence. So there wasn't necessarily particular groups of people that we were seeing experiencing family violence. However, we did know that there were a significant amount of young families who were experiencing family violence, and we spoke to a lot of the incredible schools in the Yarra Ranges. We just mentioned Wurrialik Primary School. We've done some great work out there. They're a fabulous school.
They are.
Veronica,
just up the road here.
And Oliver, the principal, did some work with them as well. So we definitely really wanted to really focus on ways in which we connect with these services that already have these strong relationships with these families, and to be able to build relationships. That was something that was really big. Trust is a big thing in the Yarra Ranges.
Yes.
So people are more likely to engage with the service if they've had what we call a warm referral from someone they know
and someone they trust. Yes.
Exactly right.
Tell us how did children, and you mentioned on your introduction before about pets as well. How did children and pets figure in that research, Brianna?
Yeah, so starting with pets, we recognise that, especially in the Yarra Ranges, people have a variety of different pets and animals. That's something that research shows, that a lot of people who are experiencing family violence often stay in relationships because of they're concerned about their pets. There isn't many refuges that allow people to bring their pets when they're fleeing from family violence. So that's a real significant issue. I have two puppy dogs and they're the love of my life. So not being able to take something like a dog, a cat or a rat or mouse with you when you're fleeing a situation is something that's really difficult. So
yes,
that's definitely, EDVOS has a real interest and passion around advocating for refuges, for other spaces to take pets in. We've done a lot of work with local shelters and being able to support them in having the animals be cared for whilst people are fleeing family violence. So that's something that's definitely something that EDVOS is really passionate about.
Terrific. And listeners, if you've just joined us, you're listening to Brianna Myers, who's the Program Manager for EDVOS in Primary Prevention and Education. And Brianna's just speaking about some research that's been done here in the Yarra Ranges in relation to family violence. It's wonderful to have you with us this morning, Brianna. And for you listeners. Wonderful to be back with you this morning. Brianna, what this morning, people, you know, we're all in different position, all in different situations. We've all been challenged over the last 3 months in particular. For anyone who might be listening this morning, who would be either interested in knowing more about EDVOS and the services you provide, or alternatively, who knows someone who might well benefit from what you are, you know, providing, where would they go? What would you suggest?
Yeah, so I definitely would encourage you to reach out to an organisation like ours. So EDVOS, we have a website, you can phone us. You're able to call if you're experiencing family violence, or if you're a family member or a concerned friend about someone who might be experiencing family violence. You can make contact with us and we can provide you with some support and resources. There's also another great organisation, 1-800-RESPECT, and they provide free 24-hour confidential phone counselling. So that's also a really great support service that's available for the community as well.
And EDVOS's telephone number, for those of you who would like to know it straight away, is 03, obviously, 9259-4200. That's 9259-4200. If you'd like to talk to someone at EDVOS, confidentially, of course, from your own home. So there you go. So just wrapping up the research part, Brianna, was there anything that came out, apart from what you've just shared with us, was there any big surprises or anything that you didn't really expect? You know, we've talked about the public transport, the challenges and those sorts of things, and the isolation at times, but was there any things that you just really didn't expect at all?
I guess nothing was too surprising, but we definitely, I think the recognising the need to advocate for more supports and services was something that we were really passionate about as project partners. But definitely one of the things is around recovery services. So recognising there isn't a number of recovery support services that are available in the Yarra Ranges. And thanks to some support that we received from local community bank branches of Bendigo Bank, we were actually able to establish a program called Women Supporting Women, which is a recovery program, which has been fantastic. So that's something that we're really proud of too.
All right. And we're going to hear all about Women Supporting Women. Thank you for the segue there. That's terrific, Brianna. Straight after this song.
I am not a stranger to the dark. Hide away, they say, 'cause we don't want your broken parts. I've learned to be ashamed of all my scars. Run away, they say, no one will love you as you are. But I won't let them break me down to dust. I know that there's a place for us, for we are glorious. Wanna cut me down? I'm gonna send a blood, gonna drown them out. I am brave, I am bruised, I am who I'm meant to be. This is me. Look out, 'cause here I come. And I'm marching on to the beat I drum. I'm not scared to be seen, I make no apologies. This is me. Yeah. I'm gonna send a bird, gonna drown a mile. This is brave, this is bruised, this is who I'm meant to be, this is me.
And after 10 o'clock this morning, we have the Young Leaders Program that Corazon is hosting, and a special guest, Dr. Marissa Parrott, who's a reproductive biologist. And featuring in that program, we'll have Wiri Yalik primary school students actually interviewing teachers. That's going to be fascinating, or something like that. They'll actually be, Cora is just saying to me here that they'll actually be interviewing her, not the teachers. Sorry about that. All right, and of course tonight, I've already given it a plug, but I want to give it one more. If you are involved in a community group, a not-for-profit, and you want to participate in a free webinar, 7 o'clock tonight till 8:30, it's about fundraising and managing a community organization, a not-for-profit, during this crisis. And it's free, and you can just sign up, get a Zoom link from your own home, helen.wood@hdcel.com.au, and look forward to your company then. I'll be participating. I think I've got a few things to say there, and I look forward to your company then. But right now, we have Brianna Myers from EDVOS, the Program Manager, Primary Prevention and Education. And Brianna, time's ticking away, but we really, really, really want to hear about the Women Supporting Women program. And I can kind of guess what it might be. It might be about women supporting women, I guess. But tell us a bit more. How does it work, and who's involved and all that? Hang on, we've just lost Brianna's volume there. So while we're just finding that back, I'll just give you EDVOS's contact details again. All the information is on their website, so it's edvos.org.au, or you can ring them. I think any time up till 8 o'clock at night. Is that right, Brianna? Weeknights, yeah. Anyway, yeah. And it's 9259 4200, and we've got your sound back again. So, Brianna, tell us about Women Supporting Women, please.
Yeah, so as I mentioned, we were doing some work in the Upper Yarra. When we think Upper Yarra, I'm talking sort of Wiri Yalik all the way up to Warburton, and we identified the need for recovery services. And when we talk about recovery services, we're talking about services that really support and empower women after their journey of experiencing family violence. And we put together a program which was originally, we delivered something similar in Ringwood, and it worked quite well. So we wanted to pilot it up in here in the Yarra Ranges. And the program is a peer support program where we invite women who have experienced family violence to come together and to participate in therapeutic support services. So when I talk about therapeutic support services, we've had art therapy, we've had movement therapy, we've had conversations about body empowerment, self-massage. It's really, really community-led. So we ask the women about what they're interested in and participating in. And then we, from there, we actually source local female therapists in the Yarra Ranges.
That's great.
So we put money back into the Yarra Ranges by supporting female therapists to be able to deliver these programs.
Wow, that is terrific. And people can sign up. Is that an ongoing program, or is that a six-week block, or how does that work, Brianna?
So at the moment, we've been funded by the local community bank branches of Bendigo to be able to deliver 12 sessions over 12 months. Now, as a result of COVID-19, we haven't been able to deliver them like we had originally planned. We did one session online, which was great, but we're kind of now waiting back to be able to deliver things face to face. But if you are interested in the program, I encourage you to speak to contact EDVOS. But it is a service where we've engaged local therapists and services in the Arrangers who are working with women experiencing family violence and encouraging them to refer into the program. So there is a bit of a referral pathway that they need to take to be able to participate.
Fantastic. And just talk us through the confidentiality, privacy aspects of the program, Brianna.
Yeah, definitely. So it is a safe space. We recognise that the Arrangers community is quite small, but we do talk about confidentiality within each of the sessions. We start off a discussion around some group agreements of what we're all here for today. And I guess it's really around, you know, what's said in this space is a safe space and isn't taken out of the four walls. So, yeah, definitely it's something that is very important to us, confidentiality and privacy. And we're really keen to work with people to ensure that they feel safe to be able to participate.
Fantastic, fantastic. And as we almost wrap up this morning, Brianna, what would you be saying? What would your message be to people who may be listening this morning, who have never accessed a service like yours? They've thought about it for themselves, or they've thought about it for their friend. They've suspected that maybe their friend, their family member would benefit from these services. What would you be saying to them?
Yeah. So definitely what I'd be saying is to please reach out, to take care. It's, you know, it's a very big step in accessing a service like ours. So we really do that in a safe and supportive way. We never pressure people to take a particular road. We're here to listen, to provide support. We know that violence is never the fault of the victim survivor. So we're just really around wanting to create a safe space for women to be able to live a life that is that they're feeling that they're able to thrive and enjoy. So, yeah, encourage you to reach out or to contact 1-800-RESPECT as they're able to provide you with some guidance maybe before accessing a service like ours.
Fantastic. And Brianna, wow, I think we're going to have you back on the program because I've still got about 10 of my questions I haven't asked you yet. So, for those
happy
of you
to come back.
that would be terrific. And for those of you who do want more information, there's a whole lot of information on the EDVOS website. I had a look this morning. It's very easy to follow. It's edvos.org.au. Or if you want to talk to someone directly, 9259 4200. Brianna Myers, that has been absolutely very, very insightful. We've really enjoyed having you, not in the studio today, but on the Zoom. You speak really, really well. And passion that you spoke about at the very beginning comes through all the way in what you're saying. So commend you and the whole EDVOS team. I know there's a whole lot of you that are running running support services, and it's just such an important service. So well done to you and to your team. Please take that back to the rest of you. And
I will.
Yeah, and thank you. Thank you so much for being a part of our community conversations this morning.
Thank you. It's been a real pleasure.
Wonderful. And for listeners, we'll be back same time via Zoom again next Thursday, and look forward to your participation then. And Cora, it's just wonderful to be back in the studio again this morning with you. All these COVID challenges have certainly changed the world. And I heard a funny story that I'm going to tell you next week because I'm going to run out of time looking at the clock here. We'll be back with another amazing person like Brianna next Thursday morning, 9 o'clock. Look forward to your company then. If you're a first-time listener this morning, thank you for joining us. If you're one of our regulars, wonderful to have your company again this morning here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. I'm Bruce Argyle. Cora's on. We're signing out for now.